You're listening to SBS News.
It's become an all too familiar sound in India. The sound of bodies of people who have died from COVID-19 being cremated. The pain all too real for those who have lost loved ones, like this man in Delhi who spoke to Al Jazeera.
He was my relative and his name was Vijay Kumar Jaipal. He had COVID-19 for last 10 days and was admitted to a private hospital. Last evening he got a bed in civil hospital here. He was 35 years old and has two young children and he passed away this morning. His wife is 30 years old. May no one face such a tragedy ever.
COVID-19 cases and deaths have been hitting records every 2 or 3 days in India, with deaths rising by more than 4,000 for a second consecutive day on Sunday. Many Indian states have imposed strict lockdowns over the past month, while others have announced restrictions on public movement and shut down cinemas, restaurants, pubs and shopping malls. But pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to announce a nationwide lockdown, as it did during the first wave last year. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, the World Health Organization chief scientist, says there's growing concerns that new variants of COVID-19 in India are a cause for concern.
One that was first identified in India, the B1617, is likely to be a variant of concern because it has some mutations which increase transmission and which also potentially could make them resistant to antibodies that are generated by vaccination or by natural infection.
Meanwhile, the United States is closer to getting the coronavirus pandemic under control, and health officials are now focused on getting more Americans vaccinated. Around 58% of American adults have received at least one coronavirus vaccine shot, with health officials aiming to meet President Joe Biden's goal of 70% of American adults having at least one shot by the July 4th US Independence Day. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, says the next step is challenging vaccine hesitancy.
We want everyone to get vaccinated, and we have enough supply for all adult Americans to get vaccinated. We just want to make it easier and easier for people to get vaccinated. And for those who do have questions about efficacy or about safety, the three authorized vaccines are all very safe and very effective.
And the European Union has announced it won't renew orders for the AstraZeneca vaccine post June 2021. The EU has pledged its support to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine by agreeing to a massive contract expansion for a potential 1.8 billion doses through 2023. 2 weeks ago, the EU launched legal proceedings against AstraZeneca for failing to respect the terms of its contract with the 27-nation bloc. Speaking to the inaugural conference on the future of Europe in Strasbourg, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged EU leaders to be more united in battling the coronavirus pandemic.
The pandemic has been traumatic for people in Europe and around the world. It will be a formative part of so many lives and of so many parts of society. And like all trauma, we need to find a way to talk about it if we want to move beyond it. And there is no better way to do that than by offering perspective, hope, and the ability to change things for the better.
And clients enjoying their dinner in restaurants in Barcelona's La Rambla on Sunday, however, spoke of their delight at finally being able to go out to eat. Restaurants in Barcelona were allowed to reopen to serve sit-down meals again after nearly 6 months of virus restrictions. Restaurant managers such as José Argüona also hailed the move, describing their relief at seeing things going back to normal.
To tell you the truth, it's like a dream. Like a dream because it seemed like this day would never arrive after a year and a half. In May, it will be roughly a year and a half. So the truth is we're very happy and we hope to return to how it always was, La Rambla with joy.
In the United Kingdom, the government wants to see personal contact between family and friends restored and is expected to set out further easing of restrictions in England. Hugging is likely to be officially allowed again when the government makes an announcement tomorrow. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.